three men. Dennis, you hearing me? Dennis, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, just a quick question before we call this meeting to order. Daniel's in the public forum here, and she's going to speak to that final project type thing. Boy, there's a lot of noise. What's going on?
It's not me.
Not me.
Who's tearing down the house? That's what it sounds like. Anyway, what she wants to say be done in the public forum or in when we get into when we talk about it. Just a little clarification, Dennis.
You can do it in public forum. That way the commission can discuss it at the end of, under new business.
Yeah. Okay. What time is it?
7:00.
Okay. All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order. First, thank you for all coming. I'd like to call this regular monthly meeting to order Wednesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. via video link. We do have a public forum, so I'm thinking, Danielle, maybe you should speak right now on this thing, if it's okay.
Okay, I guess I can talk while I'm bringing up the letter. I wonder if everybody received the letter from the Lobster Made Easy company.
Yes.
Yes? Okay, so this, I asked him to send this out to you guys just to give you an idea of exactly what this program is. This is a non-for-profit business that is centered to teaching young adults, teenagers, entrepreneurship, accountability, work ethic, and a bunch of wonderful things. As you know, there's been some trouble with Mahone Bay, and they asked them to leave for reasons I would, bylaws or some reasons, personal reasons or others, it's a whole bunch, it's a big mess. They've now rescinded and have asked them to stay. With that being said, I still would like this program to happen in Chester for the remainder of the summer. I think it is a excellent opportunity to provide the children in our municipality some life skills that you get. You can get all the graphs you want in college, but there's a big difference between graphs and actually learning how to do these things. With hopes that next year it gets incorporated with Forest Heights, but also in hopefully in Hubbard's, down at Hassan's, in at the Irving and in Hubbard's. And so I just thought I'd come on today to kind of answer any questions or maybe talk any people that are against it into it, or just giving you an opportunity to vent about it. I think y'all have a basic idea, or if not a good idea, what's going on. So I'll open up the floor to anyone if they want to ask me anything about it.
I think the usual procedure is that we hear what is being said in the public forum, and then it's, and I could be wrong on this, but I think that's the way we usually do it, and then we add it to the agenda for discussion. As Dennis had said, Dennis, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, so you're not going to ask me any questions? You want me to just hang around and ask me later? Or?
Yeah, hang around.
I don't mind that.
Okay, so anybody else want to speak in the public forum that are public? No? Okay. With that, we move to jump to three, review and approve the agenda or any additions to the agenda. Does anybody have any other additions before I stick my computer? Hear any? All right,
I do. Bill, do we have anything on the agenda there that I missed about the ramp and stuff at the swimming pool? Did you get that in here tonight? The wheelchair ramp for the swimming pool? Did that make it in?
No, but we got to put it in.
Once the agenda goes out, I can't put anything in. No. You have to make a motion to add it to the agenda.
All right, okay, I make a motion that we add that to the agenda then, please.
Okay, we'll add that at 8C.
Okay.
8C, I'm going to make a request for this, I call it the ice cream pilot project, to go in so we can discuss that at 8C. So we'll get 8A, 8B, and 8C. Does everybody understand that one?
I'm sorry, we've got 8A. What's 8B?
8B would be what I call the ice cream pilot project.
Okay.
And then HC would be the wheelchair accessibility
ramp,
etc. that Martin is liaising on for us. Anything else?
I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Need a seconder, please?
I second.
Okay, we've moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried unanimously. Excuse me just for a second. Okay, moving right along, we have, we need review and approve the minutes from the regular meeting Wednesday, July the 8th, from, and they're on pages 1-4. Everybody had a chance to peek at them, please. If there's no errors and omissions, no comments. Can we get a motion, please?
Sorry, go ahead.
I so move.
Michael moved.
I second.
Martin second, i.e. the approval of Wednesday, July 8th, 2020, at regular meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Next one on the list here is a special meeting we had Wednesday, July 15th at 7 p.m. Special meeting, pages 5-7 in your package.
Move the approval of the minutes of July 15th.
Nancy moved.
Second.
Michael seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Everybody thumbs up. Motion carried. And our last one is Fireball Building Committee meeting minutes from Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. If nobody has...
I do have a question about this one. Did we not go in camera for a part of this meeting?
I think that was June 30th.
Later on.
And those minutes haven't been approved by the committee yet.
Okay, so let's not do that.
You don't want to put these minutes forward for approval June 3rd?
I would say not until they're approved by the committee.
These were approved by the committee on June 30th.
That's right. I remember that. I remember seeing the minutes June 30th.
So these ones were approved.
Yes.
And there was no in-camera session.
That was in June 30th.
Okay.
I'm getting sort of confused. Well, anyway.
You want to delay it, Joanne?
If they were all already been approved by the committee, it doesn't make sense to delay.
Well, I'd have to check on my computer.
I put them in the agenda because I remember seeing that the June 30th they were approved by the committee.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, wait a second.
I'll look for mine. Oh my God, I'm somewhere.
Come on. Sorry, it was July 20th that we had a session in camera. July 16th. And we approved the minutes of June 3rd on July 16th.
Okay, Joanne. You okay with all this?
I already said it was.
All right.
As long as they've been approved by the committee, there's no issue, right?
Yeah. So we got to, I have to backtrack. Who, please tell me who made the motion to approve these things?
I don't think anybody has yet.
No, nobody has.
I need someone, please.
So I moved.
Martin moved. You need a seconder, please.
I'll second.
Nancy second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now we're going to move right along to that part. Nothing business arising that I can see. The correspondence, Lido Pool Memorial for 30, the handwritten letter. She forwarded to the commission, and I believe she already had touched base briefly with Nancy. I.e. A memorial at the Lido, i.e. a tree, and perhaps maybe a bench. A linden tree in mind she had, but I'm open to suggestions. So, any comments?
This certainly wouldn't be a first. I know that this is a project that Bucktana took on a number of years ago about planting trees around the village.
Yeah. This one here is like a memorial tree.
Yeah.
I believe that area there we'd have to be careful. The linden tree, I talked to Nancy, goes fairly good size. So you wouldn't want to put it any place where you can block any view worse than pool building there. While it would still be a nice, I can understand the family or the crew you want to she said was she enjoyed sitting over there. So does anybody got any comments? Michael?
Bill?
Yeah.
Why not at the chip lot? Plant the tree.
We have a problem with trees being planted that obscure the view of the water. You'll recall several years ago, one of the trees in the jib lot was girdled in an effort to kill it because it was obstructing the view of somebody's wharf. And then last year we had the issue with somebody else not being able to see their wharf because of tree limbs. So, and Lily McCurdy didn't know what the jib lot was, and she specified the Lido pool.
Yes. Yes.
As far as the Lido pool is concerned, that grass area, I would say that we're running out of room to plant anything more there without obstructing the view of the water, which would make people cranky. So.
The only place you could put it would be in the viewpoint of that when you looked, you saw the tree, but you also saw the toolbox. That would be, because that's blocking a certain area.
I'm just looking at the different types of linden trees and some images online. There's one called Little Leaf Linden, a medium to large shade tree. Then there's American linden, best suited to large properties, and the European linden can grow to 70 feet.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I think we really need to be careful about the species or and/or the placement. I'm having a dogwood, like flowering dogwood tree planted tomorrow, and they're beautiful. I had one in front of my home in Liverpool, and they grow, they have color, and they grow, maybe 12, 15 feet, something like that, but they spread out more, so it's probably about a 12-foot diameter when they're quite mature. So, and I'm not saying that that's what it has to be, but, you know, there are, what I'm saying is there are lovely ornamental trees out there that wouldn't be quite as likely to obscure if it's planted in the correct way.
I'm wondering, is the commission okay the concept and work with Mrs. McCurdy to see if we can get something that's going to make everybody happy?
I think that's probably a good idea. I mean, I don't hear any objections to actually the planting of a tree.
Michael, problem?
I don't obscure the view. That could be a problem.
Yeah, but that's why I asked your purpose.
I'm more inclined to say yes for a park bench, maybe. A really nice one.
So, well, Nancy, you understand what I'm trying to say?
You'll work with Mrs. McCurdy. You'll work with Mrs. McCurdy.
Yeah, and then come back after everybody figures out exactly what she wants.
Right.
And then come back to the commission again.
Well, I think from her letter that she isn't set on a linden tree. She wanted something that would provide shade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
So we'll work with her.
Sure.
And keep all you guys appraised. Everybody okay with that one?
Sounds good.
I wonder if we need to set a policy for future requests. It seems to me that we've had requests in the past and they've been denied.
That could be. I don't know. I don't remember any of that. I haven't been around that long. So.
Been around longer than I have, sweetheart.
There you go.
I have to let the dog in.
All right. I'm going to soon have to pass the kidney stone. So.
Myself, Bill, I personally don't think you should do anything that blocks the view, because you may make some people happy with it, other people not happy. I'm with Mike. A nice bench with a name on to it, dedicated, you know, to him in memory of him, I'd be quite happy with. But I'm not sure I'm in the tree thing. That's leaves. If it's a hardwood, leaves to go in the pool that have to be dealt with and raked up, cleaned out. There's enough work as it is down there.
Well, she may be happy if we just put a fence there and maybe a rose bush or something. I don't know. Got to talk to her. Get over and shake her hand and say hello. Really can't. I know her, but I don't know. Okay, so okay for us to, we'll move ahead. Dennis and I will move ahead on this one. And
sounds good to me.
Come up with some idea. Okay, that's.
So you need a motion to contact Mrs. McCurdy and discuss the plans.
Do I need a motion for that?
Just to be safe.
Just to be safe? Okay. Yeah. Need a motion, please. Just to be safe.
Don't move.
Joanne second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion carried. Now we're going to move along here. 7. Clerk's report.
No.
What do you mean?
Aren't we doing 6B, the pilot project?
No, that's 8B. Down in new business.
I'm sorry.
So, back at 7A, clerk's report. Dennis, please enlighten us.
Any questions? Page 11, 12, and 13. Pretty straightforward. What I tried to do on page 12, I tried to show you the investments, reserves, and you can see the last time we made an investment for the operating, $123,000, the last meeting at 0.54% has dropped down to 0.4%. Yeah. And I did put the $10,000 into the cashable, and after a year we'll make $40, enough for a pizza.
What's the point of doing that? Okay. So it's locked in for 1 year for $40?
Yeah, pizza. But we have to buy our own beer.
That's the old John on the street. You have to chat.
It's cashable. You can take it out. So if interest rates go up, you can always cash it out and take the $20 you make in a half a year and put it to a higher one.
Can't even buy valve stems for the fire engine with that money. Anyway, all right. Let me jump the cheese here. Takes a bit of taste on the All right, so we need a motion on the clerk's report, unless somebody has questions they want to talk to Dennis about.
Bill, I so move to accept the financial report.
All righty.
Clerk's report.
Clerk's report.
Financial.
No, financial's next. So we got a move. We got Michael.
Clerk's, okay.
Moved for the clerk's report. Need a seconder, please.
Okay.
Second, all those in favor.
Aye.
Okay. 7B, financial statement, bank transactions, July. And they are from 14 to 20.
Dennis.
Yes.
I think under revenue, rates levied, we need to add the second installment.
Where?
On page 14 under revenue.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Have we not received $442,000? Two installments of $221,000?
Yeah, it shows there in the third, in the fourth column, 400.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right.
Okay. Yeah. The first column is actual for 1 month?
Yes.
Okay. it's a trick question you're putting to me.
That's right. It's a trick question you're putting to me.
All righty. Anybody else got a question?
I do have another question.
Sure.
On page 17, the withdrawals recorded in the statement, in the bank reconciliation statement, show $242,110.92. But the bank statement itself shows it as being $105. So there's a $5 discrepancy. It's a big deal, right?
No. What happened, okay, if you're looking at the bank statement.
Yes.
I print off the bank statements right after the first of the month so I can get done the bank reconciliation and get it into the meeting.
Okay.
We haven't received the bank statement yet for July with the checks. So right. When I did this one, I looked back at the previous month, they recorded the $5 in the paper statement.
Okay.
But I made the entry.
Just keeping you honest, Dennis. $5 is $5.
$5, yeah. So we can get some next with the pizza.
Yeah.
$5.
Next we're talking.
You're talking first. Okay.
So, the acceptance of the financial statements.
Okay, we have a...
actions for July 2020.
Second.
I'll second.
Michael already had his hand up. Joanne's
okay.
Up. So move and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried unanimously. Now, fire chief report.
Good evening, commissioners. Just want to pull off my chief hat to start. And I want to start by noting the great job the Lido staff have been doing to keep everyone safe while maintaining another great swim program. I am at the Lido daily this summer as my boys are enrolled and are both enjoying it immensely. Equipment operations. Since my last report, CVMD has responded to 11 emergency dispatches, 2 water rescues, response for 571 and 572. 7 alarms, 1 propane leak, and 1 motor vehicle collision. As you know, the 2020-2021 budget had a capital amount to add a second gas detector to the department's equipment. Unfortunately, our primary unit had a failure that would have resulted in repair being nearly as much as a full replacement. As such, we are now replacing the primary unit with a light unit that unfortunately has a greater expense than the unit originally budgeted, as it is a larger unit that includes a pump and hose to sample from distance. I have reviewed the budget and I'm confident this will not affect the year end. Practices and training. While CVFD's Monday evening meetings remain online, practical training sessions are back on while members maintain safe social distance and utilize masks as required. July 27th, we divided the members half, traveled to Lower Grand Lake to practice fundamentals of pump operations, while the other half took to the water near the Lido to review boat operations and practice rescuing victims from the water. Lunenburg and District Fire Department joined us on the water with their boat and are invited to return on the 24th when the 2 groups of members switch stations to complete the officer training. Thank you, respectfully, Every Hills Fire Chief.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you for the comments about the Lido boat. I've had a few very pleasing comments about the pool this year, and that people are so happy that it's open. And even as early as this morning, there was 2 mothers and a grandmother, had 3 children there, 2 separate families, and they were talking just very close to the truck. And they made a comment, this came down from the valley, and they both did as well. They knew each other. What they said, first time here, and this is such a wonderful spot to be. And we'll be back again. And the adults, they agreed to it. They were very pleased.
If I may add, Bill,
yes.
I got a phone call from a gentleman that was staying at the Oak Island Inn. and they heard about our pool being open. They came from Fredericton, and they're doing the Atlantic Bubble tour around.
Yeah.
They were really pleased to come down here, so I gave them directions to get here and go along the shore.
Okay.
It's been really good, the comments, the phone calls we get from people all over.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, a little good press once in a while. Nancy, you had a comment? Or?
I have a question for Everett and the commission. I noticed that in the last, I guess maybe it was the monthly fire call report, there were a couple of false alarms from Marriott's Cove. Do we have any kind of a policy or a limit to the number of times that we respond for free to false alarms?
Well, I can tell you that both of those calls, no trucks went. So the first one would have been my gas, and the second one would have been Deputy Chief Zink's gas, as we take our personal vehicles. There is a policy through the municipality, but nothing through the commission.
Okay. So you'd take that up with MODC?
We have a report form, and then those go from there.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions of the chief before we ask for a motion for a report? So if you're hearing none, I'd like to get a motion on the chief.
I move we accept the fire chief's report.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Michael second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Gary. Okay, thank you very much, chief. Now under eight, new business and other business, declared state of emergency, director, direction. So everybody got that in the packages, 21 and 22. Dennis, want to elaborate, please?
I don't know what to say. The directions aren't clear. You know, it's sort of say, yeah, you can have meetings, but you got to follow the rules and, you know, virtual meetings. I'm going like, I've been waiting for the government to come back with some questions and answers on it. So it's an idea we may be able to hold meetings in person. Having the public present, you know, and the distancing, I don't know if it's possible.
Danielle, is MODC meeting in person?
Yes, we are. We started last week. The rules are that it's not open to the public, but it's still televised or through the internet, and we are 6 feet apart from each other in every direction. So those are our rules that we're sticking to, that we've been told to follow.
Yeah, we don't have the audio visual equipment to post or live on Facebook, do we, Dennis?
Just need a
so computer. Zoom actually seems to make more sense for us now.
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
The only part that puzzles me is I take it this emergency state of emergency is still in place, so therefore we our election. They're 90 days from the end of the state of emergency, or can we just do them?
Nope, the direction came out, I have it here, 90 days after the declaration is lifted, you have 90 days to hold your annual meeting and elections. Something will happen, everybody's talking about the October elections.
Yeah.
They will probably lift it or make a declaration, yes, you can have elections. Everybody is going with online elections or call-in elections, whatever, you know. I don't know, the paper one's allowed. You'd have to have a room in, I've discussed with Maxine, where can we hold elections in person? We can hold it up at the church hall, have an entrance and an exit. People come in, they, you know, get a ballot and go through. You can still do it. You'd have to put the precautions in place. Commissioner Bartos has something to say there.
Well, I just, sorry, and I know this is your guys' meeting, and I'm just a sidebar here, but we, for us to hold an election at the school, when I think it was a little over $20,000 just for cleaners, because you'd have to clean every single thing after everyone uses it. Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out, because financially it's a nightmare, and logistically as well.
So technically, my understanding, we're not allowed to even with one, right, Dennis?
What?
We're not allowed even if we wanted
to have the election. Yeah, you're allowed. You're allowed. They have direction there. Everything. I got the guidelines here. I just thought of this week, and it says municipal elections. They just set them up, and they tell you exactly what you have to do.
All right. Okay, first, I do have a question, though, to the commission. Do you want to meet in public or together, or just restrict ourselves, or do you want to go on the way we're going?
I think we find the way we're going. It's going to be really difficult to sit around that table and socially distance, like 6 feet apart. We wouldn't be able to have members of the public in, because it'd be a nightmare coming and going through the doors. And this is working. If people want to dial in, they can.
As far as us having a meeting, if my beard grows slow, it would be down to my belly button, but I'm not just going to get over it. COVID could be around for us for 2 years or more. So, anyway. I think we've heard enough on that. Well, Dennis, you keep us surprised if the government sneezes and tells us what to do. All right. Anybody else want to discuss that, or we'll move on into 8B? No, hearing nothing. We'll move on to 8B, and this is the letter that was sent from the gentleman today. And it's our request to have a pilot project for the balance of the summer for this ice cream. Before we can discuss everything, will somebody please give me a motion?
For what?
So that we can discuss it. Or do you want to just move in discuss it?
I think we can, that's typically what we do, whether it's correct or not.
Okay.
Well, don't we have to know what is being proposed before we can discuss it?
Well.
Okay, so I guess that's where I step in. I don't know if any of you saw the shack in Home Bay. And I call it a shack because it's like a miniature fishing shack. It's probably 4 outhouses, the size of 4 small outhouses put together, or 2 large ones. I sent a picture of the area to Bill, I think, which I hope you all got a chance to look at, to nestle it back into the woods between the bridge and the Lido. The hope is to find 18 students, which there's a good grasp on that, 18 students from the municipality to work at the station, or shack. I shouldn't call it shack, but it reminds me of an old fishing shack. 18 students from the municipality. It is a non-for-profit. These students will learn business. They'll learn a ton of skills.
Sorry, Danielle, for interrupting. May I? Are you sure it's a not-for-profit?
Absolutely, it's a not-for-profit.
It's registered with Canada's not-for-profit associations?
Yes, it should be all in that letter, Nancy, that this is a not-for-profit. The students get paid.
He says it's a not-for-profit tool.
Yes. So tool. He actually makes no money. The students divvy up the money. They got to pay for the products. He pays for the accountant. And he paid for the shack to be moved. And this is just his way of giving back to the community. So all monies gets divvied up between the workers. For example, there was one 16-year-old that made $5,000 working there part-time this summer. it's kind of the same idea of as a credit union. Do you know
is
what
he, is he planning on moving the ice creamery from Mahone Bay to here?
Yes, ma'am.
And he's for 4 weeks.
Yes, ma'am. Or three. Yeah. I think it'd be 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. Yeah.
And he's going to give up the business in Mahone Bay.
Yes. With hopes that next year he would go back to Mahone Bay. He's had some trouble with Mahone Bay. I'm sure we've all been following it on Facebook and whatnot. And also hopes to move to the Irving and Hubbards next year.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to eventually have 2 to 3 of them. This year it's a pilot project. And I reached out to him to find out more about the business months ago because I couldn't quite understand what was going on with Mahone Bay. And I was just very attracted to what he's doing and see the benefits for the community and feel that because of the Lido, Frieda's Beach, and the summer sailing for the children, that it would be a great little pilot project. I've spoken to the homeowners, Barbie and Tim. They would be the ones directly affected by this because they would see it out their house. Tim's absolutely fine with it. I had spoke to Charlie Brown. He's absolutely fine with it. He has no plans of being there this summer, on municipal property, that is. I've spoke to Hassan again today even, and he has no problem with it being down there for the summer. And you know, I've been speaking with council members as well. So I'm not a better, but I cannot see a problem at the municipal table for approving this pilot project for this summer.
Well, I have lots of questions. Anybody?
Come on, Mama, speak.
Okay, so you want to ask your questions now, or you want to let me canvas everybody first? I know Joanne probably has a couple of things to say.
Actually, anything I have to say probably should be said in camera.
Oh, okay.
Why would that be?
Because
you can swear?
I think it's confidential information.
Okay.
Oh, am I allowed to say that, Joanne, am I allowed to say this, that you're not in support?
No, you're not allowed to say that, Bill.
Okay. Anyway, got to move along.
How does that work out for you?
Okay.
I have to say that there has been considerable lack of information presented in a timely fashion. First of all, it was the ice seaside creamery is going to be booted out of Mahone Bay.
Yep.
So they have to have a place to go. So it has to be Chester and it has to be the Lido. And I went by there today. The business is alive and well,
yep,
thriving. And I have to ask myself at noon today, when I had the information that I had, why does this guy want to move from Mahone Bay to participate in a pilot project and move the shack to Chester for 4 weeks of the Lido pool season? And then I thought, if he were interested in participating, what would the commission's role be? What would the commission's liability be? What mitigation efforts would have to take place in order to reduce the liability risk? Who would be responsible for supervising the young students, ensuring their safety and security, ensuring gender diversity? And why is it only women? What? Danielle, this is not amusing.
It kind of is. So vendors come with their own insurance, first and foremost.
Danielle, just let me finish, please.
Okay.
It's not amusing either.
Gender diversity, there are men that work there, and there are women and men of different ethnic, different races.
These are just my questions.
And I'm answering.
I would like to finish them first.
Okay.
I'll write them down then, because I don't have them online. Who pays,
what kind of power usage is required? And who pays the cost of the power? Where is the water supply coming from to meet Department of Health food service requirements? What about trash pickup? Is the proposed location actually owned by the Village of Chester? I don't know. And does this project meet all the land use bylaws of the Village Secondary Planning Strategy? Daniel, I can send you this. When I'm finished,
I can answer all your questions now, if you'd like. If you'd like, I can answer them all now.
No, I want to continue.
Okay, and I'll wait.
This is from the initial introduction of this project, appears to be a business owned by an individual who does not live in the village or the municipality, who doesn't pay rent or property taxes to the village or the municipality, or commercial taxes to the municipality. The 530 letter received saying that it's a not-for-profit tool, not company or organization, is the first I've heard of that. So my thinking process is to invite someone from away to bring their business, avoiding all the usual tax implications involved, is unfair to the business owners of the village who support the village and MOBC through their taxes. That said, if a ratepayer from the village came forward with a well-prepared, solid proposal and business case for a similar venture in advance, I would be prepared to give it serious consideration. But as it stands now, with the considerable lack of information, I'm not in favor of approving an 11th hour proposal without more information. And I'd request a recorded vote. And I think these questions are all legitimate, fair questions.
They absolutely are, and I can answer them for you if you would like. I only started writing these questions down at water, but I think we handled the fact that there's both young males and females and immigrants working at the one in Mahone Bay. So I answered.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. The money, it's a non-for-profit tool because the actual students from our municipality run the business. Not this Mark guy from outside of your district, which I don't really like that statement, but I'll get to that in a bit. They have their own water. They bring their own water. They manage their own trash as well. The land use bylaw, that's why this is a pilot program. The council then says approves or denies. So the next step is it comes to council and we either approve or deny it. The fact that he doesn't live in this municipality, I don't like that statement because if the people who bought the LP plant, they don't live in this municipality, but we're happy they're here, aren't we not? So,
are they paying taxes?
Yes, they do, and these students will as well.
What right? kind of taxes?
They will pay their own wage taxes. Of course they will. They don't own property, I don't think any of them, but that doesn't matter. To me, that doesn't matter. This business does not, and although I'm sure some of you think it might go against the grain of other businesses, the only other store that's even close is Hammond's Quick Way, and he is not upset about this at all. Charlie doesn't want to set up there. This land is owned by you. It is by the commission. It is actually parkland. And I'll be honest with you, Nancy, it came this quick to you guys because of me. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Because I love the idea. I would like to incorporate it into Forest Heights in the future. And it's not so much stealing the idea, but it's borrowing it. We could do this with our students. But it takes time and you gotta figure it out. It also opens up the door to allow something like this. So I don't want necessarily, and if I'm tarred and feathered over this, that's fine. I don't want 50 vendors up. I don't want it up in the middle of the parade square. But a little ice cream shop tucked in the woods serving the children in that trifecta area is a big difference than having a big hamburger vendor's truck. They would need power, which is something that they will have to pay for, obviously, because they're using it. I'm missing a question. I can't remember looking at my list. What was the other thing, Nancy?
Water supply mentioned and the Department of Health. Who's going to look after the salaries of these people?
So that actually comes out. They do. This is going to be run completely by children, young adults, I'll say, in our municipality, and they do the whole business. Monies for an accountant does come out of that to make sure everything is solid. Which you guys have an accountant, MODC has an accountant, that's completely understandable. That comes out of any profits that they make. You guys don't.
That's for sure. The accountant's salary comes out of
there's an accountant that makes sure everything is kosher for tax, yes.
And who does the tax remittances for them?
Well, that's kind of none of our business, but you can give them a call and ask them. You know, any business, I've been operating Mahone Bay for 2 years and the tax man never got him yet, so I'm sure he has a pretty solid accountant.
Well, my question really is, will Maxine be doing their tax remittance?
No, they have their own. They have their own. Maxine wasn't doing it for the last 2 years in Mahone Bay. Mahone Bay never did it for them. They have their own. That comes out of their profits. There was another question, though. Can't remember it. It is because what had happened was when I found out this was going on, I think this is an absolutely wonderful and beautiful idea to help teach our children quite a bit and also give something to the kids while they're swimming or doing races at the yacht club. And I reached out to him and I talked to him, and although going through the municipality, you know, it would take a year to do it, but a pilot project through the commission for 3 weeks is a lot easier and simpler for the village, which still allows this project to go on.
I noticed that the letter that we received was written on lobster made easy stationery.
Yes.
Currently revoked for non-payment.
Pardon? Sorry, my child just tugged at my shirt. Sorry, Nancy.
The company,
yes,
is registered with joint stocks.
Yes.
It's currently revoked for non-payment. It has a history of not paying.
Well, they pay the taxes in I don't know, but that's a fair question that I do not know. But I do know that they have actually opened up another branch for selling lobster on the go, which you'll be able to go to any local store. So if they're still doing that business, I don't know. Maybe they put it on, maybe it's an old, because I just asked them today to write the letter. Right? So maybe it's a letter from a day. But that, you can ask him if you want, give him a call.
Well, I don't know anything about this guy. If he's going to be in charge,
the children are in charge.
And who's looking after their security, their safety?
What do you mean by that? They're scooping ice cream.
When we had students working at the train station for the Heritage Society, we always made sure that there was an adult there.
These kids are 16 to 18.
So were the students at the train station?
Subway? Have you ever been to Subway or the gas station or the Quickway, Nancy? I mean, yes, you guys went above and beyond because you're a commission, a government body.
Okay, I'm done.
It's a big
this thing. Actually wasn't at the train station. It actually wasn't the commission. It was the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, then they went above and beyond, and God love them.
And yep. Then it was the Heritage Society.
Okay. Yeah.
There.
You have nothing more to say, Nancy?
No.
Okay. Joanne? No. Or you said?
The story I got, which I can't say here, but the information that I was given was different from that of what Danielle's saying with respect to the shop that would be competing directly with this business.
And I spoke to him about that, and the thing is his sales are down 30% because of COVID, and that's the reality, because him and I actually had a conversation about your conversation, and so his this store is down 30% in sales because of COVID, not because there's already an ice cream truck down at the Lido Pool.
No, that's understood. So in my view, it's down because of COVID. COVID is still going on. This is a business that really needs to have the support of people. And since you've already said, given this information, which I'm not going to repeat, however, it is a fact that that COVID has had a very negative effect on the business. So why would we exacerbate that?
Well, Joanne,
and he also said thank you to me when I said I was voting and intended to vote against it.
Well, I talked to him today and he seemed pretty fine about it. But Joanne, his 30% down is not because of ice cream, it's because of everything. And that's, and you know that. You know.
No, I don't know that, Danielle. I don't know that.
You know that store sells more than ice cream, Joanne.
Okay,
guys. Right? Can you at least admit that? That it sells more than just ice cream?
Excuse me, Danielle.
Well, it's over a board. You've ran a business. You know yourself as well as I do. You know, just saying.
Yeah, and thank you for interrupting me.
You're welcome.
Okay. Michael, do you have anything to say?
May I suggest that if there aren't questions, that it should be a commission discussion?
I thought we were just trying to get around, get everybody's opinion of what I was trying to do.
Yes, I appreciate that, but when it's a commission discussion and a guest is okay. Interrupting, I don't think that's appropriate.
Okay, but we've done it in the past in public down when we were before COVID, so. Okay, I mean, we'll go into Justin, Danielle, I'll say thank you for your comments.
Are you sure Michael or Martin or Dennis don't have...
No, I'm going to refer to Michael and Martin here for sure.
Okay.
All
right.
Michael, thoughts on this little ice cream dude, shack?
I like the idea that we could provide some kind of service for the children. There seems to be a lot of confusion. I would like to see some of the confusion cleared up, but initially I would like to see it happen.
I think if I might comment to what Michael, some of the confusion is for me because this just so unfolded, I think it was Thursday last week. It came on and things just started coming and I tried to get things through and collect things. Under normal circumstances, we would have a month or so to do it, but we don't because in a month we're going to be gone. This whole concept will be gone. I'll let Martin put his two cents in here shortly. For myself, I'm not concerned because if this goes through the Forest Heights, it will have teacher advisors. There'll be counselors that will do the teaching. It'll have to have teachers because if it's a school project, for a school initiative, there has to be. Now, my understanding is Home Bay, that's what this is. This is a school initiative.
So,
facilitated by this.
On the top, Bill.
Yes, Mike.
I would say it's a fantastic idea. And I would like to see it happen. But there are still some issues by the sounds. That's all.
Okay.
I would really like to see it happen.
Okay, Martin. Can't hear you, bud. Okay.
I said I agree with Mike on this. I'm 100% behind the concept of it. And if it does, if it all can work the way that we're hearing it can work, I don't see any problem with it. I think it's wonderful to have extra, tourism, more people brought into the village for a reason. And this is creating a lot of publicity. And if you get one in Chester, maybe you get more people coming into the village that will give more business to the rest of the businesses that are already here in the village.
Can I just say one thing before you guys kick me off? This will be, not only is this going on Dragon's Den and whatnot and give us high profile, but people drive from Shelburne to support this business. They come from all over, and what it does is it drives people down into the core of the village, which is what is needed. You've been, I don't think the rest of you have, but Nancy has been to merchants meetings. We need to drive people down. This is not just one solve for getting children ice cream and teaching teenagers how to run a business. This is a much bigger picture.
What do you want from the commission, Danielle?
I would like approval for this to go to council as a pilot program for you to allow them to stay there until the end of the season. And next year's a whole different ballgame, Nancy.
And what will be the commission's role?
Allowing them to have that little corner there that Bill had sent you, supplying them with power, which they will pay for, and that's it. That's your only role. You don't have to worry about the students, the ice cream, the accounting, the garbage. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. They're really asking for power at a price and a spot to put it there for a pilot project. That's it. They don't want anything else from you guys. The way the business is run is really not our issue. It worked well in Mahone Bay for 2 years. They have it down pat. He's willing to bring in students from Mahone Bay to train students in our community to work there.
And you have the students already lined up?
We have a lot of interest from students, yes.
Bill?
And sorry for interrupting.
If I may make a note here, I would like to know the exact location, because right next to the driveway, the walkway into the pool, and right next to it are the garbage cans, and right there also by the garbage cans is the cleanup for septic and water delivery for the pool.
Yeah, I know that. I was there.
Okay.
They were
that's
delivering.
Not the area that they're looking at.
I mean, as far as that, they can any truck with a hose can pull in the driveway, I call it, that parking area, and come around the garbage can and do everything they gotta do. That's immaterial to this situation.
Okay, I don't know anything.
One more thing, they completely understand, and so do I, that you guys are trying, that you guys will be using that area next year, maybe, for a wheelchair accessible. They understand that this is a pilot project, that this is a 3-week thing.
Danielle, I gotta speak, okay? So,
yeah.
Put the duct tape across it, okay? Like I say, this is like 3 weeks. You ask what they want. In 3 weeks, they might find out that just not a good idea down there. They could at the end of 3 weeks, when school starts at Dakota Forest Heights and Forest Heights, say, we don't want anything to do with it. We don't have a teacher that's going to head the project, because if this is a school-based project, there has to be a teacher involved. And when you get a teacher involved, then you are going to have the checks and balances as far as law goes and legal. But this is unfolding so damn fast, we're going to miss the 3 weeks by the time we finished up. And then the pilot project, and I'm just me. I believe it's a good thing. Anything that you can do to train young adults in business, because I see young adults at SWAT, and they miss things. They don't get everything at school. This is hands-on. Do I think this is going to hit Kurt Hassan's son up there in business in 3 weeks? No, because if that's going to hurt him in 3 weeks, then he shouldn't be in business. They're not going to sell enough ice cream. The kids that are going to buy stuff, there are little ones coming there with a pool with their moms or whatever. But in 3 weeks, it's the flower has bloomed, it's like an orchid, and it's gone. And then the decisions have to be made by MODC. Nobody's guaranteeing anyway. I mean, they're going to go on. MODC might get a stockpile of problems, and they just haven't. I don't know. All I'm saying is that for us, one of our duties is, one is to protect our people, but two is to protect and try to drag people into the business area. If you've ever been over there, there's cars coming from everywhere stopping. So, when Danielle approached me, I think it was Thursday evening, mentioned it, I said it was a great idea. I thought it was instantly a great idea. Now, is there going to be little issues with it? Maybe, maybe not. But you're not ever going to find out if you don't do the damn pilot project. And that's what I'm saying. He's willing, or they're willing, to drag it down and take it away. And when the pool shuts, it can be taken away. And next year is next year. I'm not worried about next year, because I could be stung dead next year. And so, but I deal with it today, and I do believe that part of our job, it's not all MODC's job, to try to bring new life into this area. It's not all their job, it's part of it. And, I mean, there's not really much more I can say about it. I mean, as scattered as it was coming in, I do believe people have a good understanding of what's going on.
I have another question with regard to the parking situation down there, which will be chaos.
Well, why, Nancy, I'm going to stick you in there. Why is it chaos? The cars are there now because the mothers have their kids in the pool. The cars
right.
are there already because they're at Frieda's Beach. The cars right. are there because they're at the yacht park.
And so the more cars that you bring in to come to the ice cream shack will be more cars in the area. I'm
so
just saying.
You think there's going to be a lineup halfway up past the bank to get to this little ice cream shack in 3 weeks?
All right, let's amend the motion.
Didn't know we had a motion.
We don't have a motion.
I thought we...
Because I wanted to get a motion to start the discussion in there. Let's have a discussion.
I can't hear you, Bill.
We have no motion, because when I asked to have a motion, what went on here was I was told, let's just have a discussion like we always do. And Joanne is right. We have discussions before we have a motion. I mean, that's one of the beauties of not being so tight and formal, like we're a small entity like we are. So. I'm sorry if I seem, but it just seems, I think it's an opportunity. It may all blow up come September or October or whenever it is, September. It may blow up, or they may find out that Chester is not like my home band. And the school's not going to support them, and so on and so forth. They may find that out. But it would be a very sad thing to think, if it would work out, that we let it go for the sake of 3 weeks. That's all I'm saying.
For the sake of 3 weeks, I'm not happy with being blackmailed by the possibility that we're killing the golden goose and blah, 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 blah. I'm very unhappy with the time frame involved in this. Yeah, it's 3 weeks. Is it going to kill Hassan's business? No, it's not. Competition is good. But Jesus, Murphy. To drop this at the 11th hour really ticks me off.
Mm-hmm. Well, without all the details being laid out in writing, that letter
exactly.
does not answer any of the questions that Nancy asked. So we've got only, you know, only Danielle, no disrespect to you, but only your word for it, and you are not part of that company. So you don't have a stake in that, whether or not the information is correct.
And you put me in a bad spot if I want to vote against a poorly presented project.
Well, me too.
I'm not putting
so anything. Amend, make a motion that the Village Commission gives permission to the Oso Peachy Bag Company, led by Mark Lowe, to put his fish shack on the property adjacent to the garbage box by the Lido pool for a 3 week period.
Is that the motion?
That's the wrong motion.
What do you want, Danielle?
The motion would be that the commission goes to council and asks for a 3 week pilot project to sell ice cream on the Lido pool property. And you guys can put in the exact location. So this is just asking MODC to approve allowing a pilot project for 3 weeks.
That commercial project. What do you mean that the commission would go to MODC?
Send a letter. Send a letter.
Is send a letter to the municipality asking that, because we do vendor's license.
We don't.
You don't.
No, I'm very clear about that, but I still think that there's really not enough information other than what was verbally presented and by someone who's not part of the company.
I guess we're going to find out, Joanne.
Okay.
Completely understand that, ladies. I completely understand that. I guess I'm just a little bit more of a gambler than you two. I've been watching this now for a year. I've went Nate there today, matter of fact, and watched the young people work and the traffic there. And so you're absolutely right, Joanne. I'm not part of that company. What I am is a village counselor that believes that this is not only good for our youth, that area, but also for the whole Corps in general. And competition, Nancy, thank you, because I meant to say that. If you read, I looked it up today, there's 82 books out there that explains how competition is good. When I first won my position as counselor, we were made to go to course to become a counselor. And two out of the 5 days, it was all about how you need to bring business in and how competition is good. So thank you for mentioning that. I do appreciate that, because I forgot to.
Yeah, competition typically is good, but there are some extreme circumstances where maybe it's not the best thing to do. I would say that, you know, if everything was equal, then that would truly be competition. But when there's no requirement to pay property taxes, then, you know, that's not valid competition.
Fair, but we have vendors. We have Charlie that sits down there. We have vendors all throughout race week. Nobody complains about them.
So those are special events.
Charlie doesn't sit down there on special events. Charlie sits down there, as you guys know, last year he pretty much sat down there for quite a long time.
Well, possibly last year, but certainly not this year. So anyway, is somebody going to present a motion? Or is Nancy's a motion?
No, it's the wrong motion according to Danielle.
Well, this is the commission that we're this meeting, not council.
Okay, can I step in here?
Yes, please do.
Okay, can I make a motion that we send a letter off to MODC requesting the pilot project to go ahead for 3 weeks if everything that we've been told tonight is legitimate, if it's all there. If we got proof of that, I don't see any reason why we can't continue for 3 whole weeks.
I'll second that.
All right. I think we've discussed this. We have the motion. It means we would, when we have a seconder, we would have to put a list of immediately off to them questions that has to answer. Having said that, we have a motion, and we are also going to have a second. We're going to ask for a vote, and we're going to, instead of voting all at will, we'll signify the vote. Name call the vote. Okay. We move to second. All those in favor, I'm going to start at Nancy.
I'm caving.
She froze. Well, I thought you were froze, your screen.
Pardon?
I thought your screen froze there.
Shit.
Speak with your heart, whatever you want.
I just did.
Shit?
Yes.
No or yes?
Yeah, I will vote in favor of a cockamamie 3-week project, to request MODC consider this.
Okay.
Just bullshit.
Michael.
Yay.
Joanne.
Nay. I like a girl who has courage of her convictions. Well done, Joanne.
Martin.
Yay.
When it comes time next year, we'll see.
And I'm going to vote you too. So that puts 1-2-4-1. Okay, so motion carried, but we will make sure that every one of these questions, you know, are answered.
I want to know that he's a registered not-for-profit.
Well, his company probably, the one you're looking at probably isn't, but maybe
I want to see the documentation.
No, I don't even, anyway, we will, I promise you that. Okay, having said all that, where's my agenda?
Hey, I've got the letter done. Just have to sign a bill tomorrow.
All right, I'll be down.
A foregone conclusion, Dennis.
I have both sides.
He got two done.
Ready for any eventuality.
Okay, I guess I've already had my answer. I was going to ask about the election, but that's already been answered. Anybody else got any comments before I ask Michael first?
Hey, the main C, or whatever it is, the ramp.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Wheelchair ramp.
Yeah.
Martin, you got an update on that?
I have, yeah. Dennis pointed out to me the other day that the solution is very easy for us. When you walk down the main stairs, not over by the washrooms, but the center stairs, as you walk down the, it's terrace there. There's a
stone wall drops 36 inches, goes out 4 feet, drops another 39 inches down onto the platform or the cement on the that you walk on to get into the pool, right? If we follow the Rick Hansen guidelines of 20 inches out per 1 inch drop, we have enough room to put the ramp system in there without going outside of the fence or anywhere, anything at all. It's very simple. If we go to the municipal bylaws or building code, it's 12 inches drop. So we don't have to meet 20 for Rick Hansen. We can be 18, we can be 17, right? Nobody says we have to be 20 inch drop for every one. So that would give us, for example, 12 inches, 1 inch drop. Every 12 inches, 36 feet we would take up. 18 inches, you'd take up 54 feet, 19 inches, 57 feet, 20 inches, 60 feet. It's 66 feet across there. So with a 1 to 2 spots of a level spot to allow the wheelchair people or anybody with walking difficulties to be on a flat spot, we can make this work quite easily on probably an 18 inch drop per 1 inch, or 18 inch run, 1 inch drop, right? So you understand what I mean, everybody? Okay, so this can work right in there. Spoke with Darcy. The width of this unit would be 36 inches between the handrails so that it would be accessible to reach both arms out, for example, from a wheelchair to pull yourself up, getting back off of the, up the ramp as opposed to just pushing with the wheels, so that, you know, on the wheelchair itself. Yeah. And it would give us enough room on the pool deck to still be able to walk by this and use it for teaching swimming lessons or set kids there or whatever. I mean, it's a perfect situation. It's the perfect solution. I would like to use aluminum to build this simply because it is structurally lighter, covers more of a span with a lot less cumbersome big timbers like you would have from wood, which inevitably rocks. And so I would make a motion, I guess, to seek a engineer to design a system and cost it out through metal fab shops to see what they would charge to do this as opposed to wood. We could also do wood, whatever turns your crank. I think cement is probably just out of question on to it, simply because cement's there forever and things can change and you may have to take it in there at some point in time for future rules and regulations that come our way. So I'd like to make a motion that we get an engineer in this to get the funding for an engineer to get this developed and see what's going to cost us.
Okay, having heard what Mark said, he's looking for my quoting investigations to hire someone to, or tell, get Dennis to hire someone to look at what he just talked about and possibly build an aluminum structure to. Now, this is only a ramp. This is not the lift. You're not.
That's right.
Another creature. So, everybody heard what he said. What's your thoughts on it?
So you want a motion to hire an engineer?
Martin made the motion to hire an engineer to investigate what he has said.
So you need a seconder.
I need a seconder.
If we're all in favor of using that area, I spoke with Darcy. She has no qualms with it. It's all fenced off. Kids don't go there anyway. You know, you go up on the lawn with your towel or you're on the pool deck. So right now, if you're not in the swimming classes, you're not in there.
I'd like to hire an engineer to do the drawings so we can see.
If I may, Bill.
Yes.
It's important because we're always talking about it and accessibility.
Yeah.
And the actual construction and cost of the project would be in next year's budget.
Yeah.
You know, so at least we'll have something to look at when it comes to budget time, how much money we need to build this, and we have a plan from an engineer that's qualified to say, this is what you have to do. I know there were other plans originally, and I went down there today to look at the wood structure where the dock is going to be replaced.
Yeah.
Well, if you go right to the road straight, it may work. It may, but you know, that's something where an engineer has to look at. We'll be able to make a better decision come budget time.
Okay. So Dennis needs to be able to do is do some homework. So, has anybody seconded? I know Martin made the motion. Anybody seconded it?
Not yet.
Would you mind repeating the motion?
To hire an engineer that costs to cost out the design and construction of a ramp.
Except the engineer won't be likely costing out the ramp. I'd like to hire the engineer to see to get the drawings for the ramp. And then cost it out afterwards.
Yes, you're right.
So I'll second that motion.
Okay.
I think thank you for bringing it up, Mark, because delayed another month is not good.
Well, it's just been pointed out many, many times here since I've been on this commission that we do far more talking than doing things. So.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so we had moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, Dennis, you got your homework.
Yeah.
Okay.
Martin will help
Bill.
Yeah.
Question for Martin. Has Martin ever considered a, I'm not sure what it's called, but it's a chairlift that fits on your steps? It's like a rail and a chair. It goes up and down.
Oh, I thought you'd say. Yeah, my father-in-law had.
They're fairly simple and they don't take up much space. This contraption that he's looking to build seems to be unusually large, according to my calculations, but I'll wait till the drawings.
Yeah.
I think, Mike, we discussed that chairlift and the lift into the pool itself quite a while back about the fact that
we discussed
that if the power goes out, then we would have to provide an alternate power in order to make that crane work. So we were going with a manual operated crane to put people in the note, not electric. Therefore, if we do a chairlift alongside the stairs, we still have to provide alternative power. Should the power go out and someone's down there?
Well, those are all built-in reserve power for emergencies. They're father-in-law had one.
Yes, you can get a battery backup for that.
Yeah, but you got to get an engineer involved and the guy to get the proper.
I just feel that what he's proposing is very awkward and cumbersome, large. It may take away from the serenity of the pool.
Well, we'll deal with that when we have a look at it.
Before we hire an engineer, why don't you ask a manufacturer of these stair glide things and see whether or not it's appropriate for the pool?
Well, the lift that Michael's talking about is more of an elevator.
Right, a stair glide.
It's an open elevator, and it's a platform that sits level at the top.
I don't think so.
And then they just wheel onto that and then press a button and it lowers them down to the next level and the reverse when leaving.
Is that what you're talking about, Michael?
That is very close. One version, yes.
There's
also a chair.
It takes up a whole lot less space, so it might also be worth looking at that as well as another option.
I just don't feel good about all these ramps.
Well, we got we just let Dennis loose. So Dennis is going to... He's going to find it all
in the lift. I'll look into the lift because I know I've seen them where they have outdoor ones. I'll look into it.
Yeah, the ones I've seen are outdoor, specifically for outdoors rather than the chair glide.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's good.
I probably have some pictures of it here from a project I've been working on.
Yeah, really, it's good that we're going to start moving forward for this. I'm going to run out if we don't get it fixed. Okay? Anybody else? I'm tired. I got to go pick my wife up. Oh, thank you for something. Michael?
I think I'm going to go for ice cream.
Marvin. All right.
I would like to call this meeting, if there's no further business, adjourned.
Meeting adjourned at 8:28 p.m.
Good night.
Good night.